Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power right at every seat, so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Here at KNKX, we love jazz, and the Pacific Northwest is full of great jazz festivals. Ballard in May, Victoria in late June, Earshot in the fall. The list goes on. But on Going Places, we're talking about jazz festivals around the world. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley tells 88.5's Ed Ronco about getting on a plane to find music.
Tell me about an international jazz festival that you've been to where you saw something really memorable.
Well, the most recent jazz festival I've been to was the Havana Jazz Fest in Cuba, the International Havana Jazz Festival, and takes place in December next year. It's going to take place in January. Mm-hmm. And I saw Chuchu Valdez, the pianist there, on stage, was just a world-class artist. It was amazing. Magical experience. It was in a theater in central Havana, just a wonderful evening out.
And they're all around the world. I know you've been to many more.
Yeah. So another one of my favorites is the Buenos Aires Jazz Festival, which takes place in mid-November. So that's kind of coming into their summer. The good part about that is you get to experience summer twice in one year and hear some great groups. And normally with a jazz festival like the Paris Jazz Fest, which happens for a month in June, or the Copenhagen Jazz Festival in July, or the Montreux in Switzerland Jazz Festival, which takes place for the first 2 weeks of July, the concerts are spread out all over the city. And every morning you wake up and go, oh, you know, before lunch, let's walk down and catch this group, and then let's go out for lunch at a little cafe, and then we'll walk a little bit further, and at 4 o'clock, one of the bands that I've wanted to see my entire life is performing. And you can kind of take as much of it as you like, but it's not kind of, you know, a set weekend. Usually these festivals occur throughout a city and over the period of maybe a week, 2 weeks, sometimes even a month if it's Paris or Copenhagen.
Okay, so we're talking about some big trips here, Matthew. Going to a Cape Town Jazz Festival or Havana or Buenos Aires, these are not things we do on a whim. My question is, beyond planning the actual travel of getting there and back and where you're going to stay, do you have to do anything extra to make sure you can get into the jazz festival?
A lot of these festivals have VIP events. So you could find yourself with a standard pass thinking you're going to be able to get into every single event, and then find out that the one person that you wanted to see, let's say Herbie Hancock. This just happened to me last week. I purchased a pass for the Copenhagen Jazz Fest in July, and Herbie Hancock, the one event that week that was paid, that you had to pay to get into, was sold out immediately. So you have to remember, your jazz pass, or like for the New Orleans Jazz Festival, usually just gets you into the standard events, and then you have to get a special VIP pass or buy tickets to a particular concert to get in. And that's really worth considering. Another tip is, instead of staying in the city, you know, or in the town, especially a small town like Montreux in Switzerland, go down the road. There's trains that will get you there within 20, 30 minutes from Geneva or from Lausanne, and you'll be able to stay there for half the price of actually staying in the town, and it might involve just a pretty train trip in the morning.
And then you get jazz at the end of the line.
there you go.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can read more about these various jazz festivals. We'll post some of the dates on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.